Today is Friday, August the 11th, 2017, and I'm a day late and a dollar short releasing this episode. Hi, everybody. I'm Adam, and welcome to my little personal journal podcast. And I just recorded Dubious Intent. I feel like I'm trying to be a little bit quiet because Mark is asleep. It's literally 12:20 a.m., and I finished recording Dubious Intent with Christina formerly from Greetings from Nowhere, and it was great. Had a really good time, but it went a little bit longer, probably about 45 minutes longer than I was planning on Dubious Intents to go. And that's all right. We had a really good time. And then afterwards, we had a nice chat. I showed her some stuff that I was working on the Pride 48 stream. And I've been talking about this for weeks because I'm so excited about all the changes that I'm making for the Pride 48 stream. And I've been telling everyone. So I'm not going to bore you guys with that again because I feel like that I've already bored you all about it. So much. But I'm so excited. Here I am saying I'm not going to bore you, and then I'm about to talk about it. But I shouldn't go into it, but I'm just going to say that I'm working on some really cool stuff where I'm going to be able to automatically schedule shows, and it's going to be the most brandest, newest episode each day. So like, for instance, we'll schedule Big Fatty, let's say, from 8 until 9 o'clock Monday through Friday, or, you know, for instance. And I know he only does a 20-minute show, but I don't want to do just 20 minutes. So maybe we'll do, you know, three of his shows every morning. Well, the first show at 8 o'clock will be the most recent show, like that day's show. And I'm writing code so that that's going to be completely automated, and we won't have to do anything. It will run all the time. It will go out. It will grab the most recent item. And I've already written that code. So that code is already ready to go. I just have some scheduling stuff to do. And at the end of the month, we're going to, regardless of whether I've got this, you know, this show, this automated stuff going, we're definitely going to switch over to the new feed, which is going to give us the ability to do higher quality audio. And anyway, it's just going to give us the ability to have a lot more flexibility. We can have multiple streams if we want to. So we could have a Pride 48.1 and a Pride 48.2, you know, or something like that. So we could have multiple channels if we needed to. There are so many things that we could do that this opens it up for us to do. And so I'm really excited about that. But anyway, we recorded Dubious Intent tonight, and I was telling Christina all of this stuff. I was trying to screen share with her and show her like everything that I was doing, and then it just went really long. And so when I got done, I thought, oh my gosh, I was gonna record Geeky Gay today, because just in the last episode I told everyone, hey guys, I'm gonna try to release on Tuesday and Thursdays, and then Dubious Intent on Saturday. Or maybe I said Geeky Gay on Tuesday, Dubious Intent on Thursday, and Geeky Gay on Saturday. I'm not sure. I don't even remember what I told you guys that I was going to do in the last episode. But regardless, I wanted to do a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday release for the two shows that I do. And I got up and I started to go in the other room, but I realized that Mark was already asleep. Like, the door was closed, the light was out. You know, he was already asleep. And so I thought, well, you know, I'm not sleepy quite yet, since he's already asleep. If he's mad at me for staying up too late, he's already mad at me. If he's not mad at me, he's already sleeping. So might as well let him sleep, and I'll just go ahead and record this episode. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting here. So it's actually Friday morning at 12:25 a.m. Central Time. So are you guys going to, are any of my listeners going to go somewhere to watch the solar eclipse? I was looking at the map. I know it's happening on August 21st. And I was looking at the map, and the closest place to me that the eclipse is going to be happening, it's going to be happening everywhere, but the closest place to me that I can see the eclipse is, I believe, Kansas City, where John Ong lives. So what I should do is I should call up John Ong. I'd be like, hey, let's go have dinner at your favorite restaurant and have a viewing of the solar eclipse. And Mark and I will just drive up to Kansas City. I don't know. I mean, I've been thinking about whether or not I wanted to actually go somewhere, but it's on a Monday. And I don't even know what time the eclipse is going to be happening, but it's on a Monday. I know it has to be during the day, so I'm assuming I'm going to be at work. And I don't know. So are any of you, and you have to buy these special glasses and all of this kind of stuff. So I'm wondering if any of you have any plans. I know Baron Frosty is going to tweet me, I don't know, probably as soon as I release this episode, and he's going to tell me that he's going to see Big Fatty on the 21st, because I think the solar eclipse is going to be, they're like saying it in percentages or something like that. So it's going to be 100% viewable or something like that in where Big Fatty lives, which is somewhere in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. So anyway, I don't know, but I know you have to have these special glasses and you have to be in the right location and you, all of that kind of stuff. I don't know. Maybe I'll just watch YouTube like the next day and people will have videos of the solar eclipse. So Mark and I, so what have I done recently? I don't even remember when I recorded the last episode. So I'm apologize if I tell you guys something that I've already told you, but Mark and I went to a Matchbox 20 concert on Monday, and I talked about that on Dubious Intent, so I won't go into a lot of detail. You can go over to dubiousintent.com and hear the details of that. But I'll just say that it was a trying experience. I waited in line for, I don't know, it seemed like it was an hour. And I get up to the front of the line finally, and I wasn't sure. I mean, I know who Matchbox 20 is. Like, I had heard their songs on the radio, but I was never like a super fan. But we've just been looking for things to do around here. And we have concert. We have this amphitheater in town called the Amp, you know, amphitheater, amp. And it's got this, it's got a lot of stadium type seating. And, but then behind it, it's got a lawn. Behind the seating, there's a lawn, and you can, for cheaper, you can buy like a seat on the lawn. You can take a blanket or whatever and be on the lawn. Well, when we bought the tickets for Matchbox 20, they had already sold out of the seats. And so we purchased tickets on the lawn. I don't want to do the lawn ever again, because you have to be there. You have to get there so early, because if it's someone popular and the lawn fills up, then you're going to either be squeezed in, you know, somewhere where you don't want to be. You're going to be all the way over on the edge where you can't see the stage at all. You're going to be behind a bunch of tall people, whatever. You know, you want to get a good place. You want a nice place where the grass is really thick and it's not muddy or something like that. And so we have to get there super early. If you have a seat, it's an assigned seat. So, you know, you don't have to get there super early and wait an hour in line. So I get to the front of the line, and I told this on Dubious Intent. I don't know why I'm repeating stories, but maybe some of you don't listen to both shows, because I don't know. It's what happened to me. So I get to the front of the line, and I wasn't sure if I was going to have a good time at this concert. And so I took an iPad with me. So I get to the front of the line. They do the bag search thing. And she gets to the iPad and she says, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You can't take an iPad in." Now, I've waited in the sun for like an hour at this point. I was like, I don't understand. I looked at all the signs that you guys had telling what you can't bring in, and it lists guns, and it says cameras with lenses, and it says food and drink and umbrellas. I don't know why you can't bring an umbrella in, but anyway, you can't bring it up. I guess because it will block people so they can't see the stage. So you just have to get rained on or wear a poncho. I don't know. I'm like, nowhere does it mention iPads or tablets. She's like, "I know, I'm sorry, sir, but that's the rule regardless." So I had to go, and we had parked like, I don't know, a mile away. So I had to go all the way back to the car. And there was, the line at that point was longer than when we had originally gotten there. And I was like, I'm not going to wait in this line again for another hour by myself. But I didn't want people to think I was cutting in line, even though I've already made it all the way to the front of the line. These people who are in the line don't know. So if I try to walk past them and just go back to the front, they're all going to think I'm cutting. So I sat in the car. Anyway, so I sat in the car for like 20 minutes, and then I still had to wait in line for another 20 minutes. But I told Mark, I'm like, okay, the next concert we go to at the Amp, we are getting a seat. We're getting an actual seat. So I know one thing that we did. We went to a movie the other day. We went to see, And I don't even remember which movie it was. This is how good it was. I don't even remember which movie. I think it was the Planet of the Apes movie. And the theater in town has got stadium seating. Or not stadium. I can't even. It's too late. I shouldn't be recording a podcast at 12:30 in the morning. But the theater in town had been going through all this remodeling. And so we get there and we go in and come to find out they've added recliners. So they've taken out all of the actual stadium seating and all of it is now recliners. But the problem is this theater does not have assigned seats. And we didn't know that they had, but when they added the recliners, they removed a large portion of the seating because the recliners are a lot larger than the other seats. And so so we get there and it was like a Sunday afternoon or something like that. And so we thought, you know, no big deal. We can get there right when the movie starts. Because, I mean, the movie's been out for a couple of weeks. And it's a Sunday afternoon. Like, nobody, it's not going to be busy. It's not like a Friday night or a Saturday or something like that. But we didn't realize they had changed the seats and they had so few seats now. Or so, you know. And so every single, you know how people are when they go to a theater, right? So they want to leave a seat between them. So like if there's a stranger next to you, you want to leave a seat and then you want to sit together. So everyone had sat in such a strategic way that there were no two seats together. And I was so irritated because we had gotten this movie, you know, right on time and we didn't know. And I'm thinking, why the hell did they not start doing assigned seating? If they're going to have, you know, these recliners, which are great. I mean, the recliners are great. The only thing is I fall asleep when I'm in a recliner. But anyway, I mean, this is an old man problem, but I don't know if anyone else. I love, they're comfortable, but the minute I recline, if there's any kind of boring section of the movie. One time I went to see Transformers. Okay, if anyone has watched Transformers before, you know those movies are loud and they're like, there are things crashing and burning and like flying all over the screen. It is like action for 2 hours or 2.5 hours. And I slept through that because I was in one of those recliners. So it doesn't even matter. I mean, if you put me in a recliner and I'm going to go to sleep. But they're really comfortable, so great. But why didn't they do assigned seating as well? You know, so then I'm like, ugh, we're going to sit together. So we like go to one whatever row that was acceptable to us. And I just go up to this guy and I'm like, would you mind moving over to this other seat? Because there are no two seats together anywhere in this theater, and we'd like to sit together. And I think I said it just like that. Like later I thought, oh, I think I sounded kind of pissy to this guy. And, you know, so he was very nice. He moved. And then later he even, we couldn't figure out how to get the recliners to recline. So he was so sweet. He was like showing me where the button was and telling me how to do it. And I felt so guilty because I thought, I think my tone was so rude to this guy. And then now he's helping me. And after the movie, I don't remember what it was, but after the movie, he was friendly. And like, I don't know. It was just like, I felt so bad because this guy was so nice to me. So that's two things that we've done. And I know I told you guys like on the second show of the week, I was gonna, because everyone loved that boyfriend episode. And I thought, you know, I really want to come up with some things where I can tell you guys some more stories about my life, maybe things that you haven't heard or things that would be interesting. And so I'm racking my brain trying to think of like what things would be interesting. So if you have any ideas of questions you want to ask me or something, you know, something you want me to talk about, you know, that has happened in my life, just let me know. Just email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com because I've been racking my brain. And that, you know, that British boyfriend story is a fairly interesting story because, I mean, we met on a train. We, you know, all of this stuff happened. And I don't know if that's why everyone liked the story. I just know I got feedback from several people that that was a good episode. But I've really been trying. I mean, you know, I was in a plane crash. But I believe I've talked about that on here before. So I don't want to repeat things that I've already talked about. And, you know, other things have happened in my life. But I just, so anyway, when I think of something else interesting, I will definitely do that on a Thursday episode or a Friday episode. But I don't have anything at the moment. So I'm just trying to get you guys caught up some more with things that are going on in my life. So my birthday is coming up. And I mentioned that on the last episode. and I'm going to be 39. So I'm recording this on the 11th. I mean, it's barely the 11th. It's 12:37. But I'm recording this on the 11th, and my birthday is on the 17th. You can send me Amazon gift cards, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. No, you don't have to do that. I'm just kidding. So I don't know how I feel about that. This is going to be my last year as in my 30s. So I think, as Big Fatty says it, I think I've already completed my 39th year. Am I starting my 40th year if I'm 39? And I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, 40, not that it's old. I mean, it's not super old, but I've mentioned this before, but I had interns this summer, and the interns are like 18, 19 years old. Maybe I didn't ask them their specific ages, but one of them still has 2 years of college left, and the other one has a year of college left. So they're young. I mean, 19, 20, somewhere around there. And I felt so old around them. And now I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm having my birthday. I'm going to be 39, and this is going to be my last birthday in my 30s. So now I'm going to be that 40-year-old guy. I mean, thank God I'm in a relationship and I'm not going on Grindr or something like that. And be like, you know, they ask you your age and you're like 40, and then, you know, they block you. Although, I don't know, Big Fatty's 61 now, I think. And he seems to get all the young little twinks wanting to use his special chair. What do you do? I want to know what you do in the special chair. Is that like a tongue action sort of thing? Is that a, like, what kind of action goes on in the special chair? So not only is it my birthday, but my stepdad's birthday, he's turning 68, and his birthday was Monday. So I'm taking them out to dinner to this really good new Italian restaurant here in town that Mark and I ate at recently. And I'm contemplating what gift I'm going to get. And I love giving, like, really cool techie stuff to my stepdad, because he's into, I mean, he's, I wouldn't say he's like geeky like I am, but he does like gadgets. And so anytime I find something cool, I really like to give him something that I found. And they really love, I did this whole demo of them, of the Amazon Echo, you know, and everything I could do with it. I could play the news. I could turn the lights off and on. I could turn, you know, turn the temperature off and, I mean, turn the temperature up and down in the condo and everything. But the reason I could do all of that stuff is because I've got all this other smart home stuff. Like, I've got the Nest thermostat, and I've got, you know, light switches, the Belkin Wemo light switches that are Wi-Fi, and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And so I bought Steve a Echo, or I bought them an Echo for Christmas, I think it was. And they were really excited about it, but they haven't really, I don't see them using it a lot. Like, we put Spotify on there so they could listen to music, and we tried to show them how to get their news and stuff like that. But it doesn't look like they really use it all that much. And so I thought, you know, I should get him a Nest thermostat. Then they could at least use it if they're cold or hot or something like that. Then they could raise and lower the temperature, things of that. But they could also use their, you can also use your phone. So that'd be cool. Like, if you're out of town and you have, you know, you turn the, let's say in the summer, when they go on a trip in the summer, if they want to save money and turn their AC up, then a few hours before they arrive, like, they can, from their phone, turn the temperature down so the house is cool when they get back. That's what Mark and I do anyway. So I thought that'd be cool. So I've been looking, and I'm just trying to decide, is $250 too much to spend for a birthday present for myself? I'm going to be taking him out to dinner as well, but I'm probably going to give in and just spend the money and get, I should get him a bidet. That's what I should do. Call back to the bidet episode. But so I've been looking. So I've been close to clicking the buy button several times. And now I don't, I'm a procrastinator when it comes to buying gifts for people. So I'm taking him out. Today's Friday. It's Friday morning. I mean, right now. And I'm taking him out on Saturday. So I need to have a gift to give him on Saturday. And if I was going to do it online, I should have ordered it today, which I didn't. But I saw that they sell them in Best Buy. So I'm thinking I may just bite the bullet and get it, because I really love giving him cool technical stuff. So then I'll have to help him install it as well. All right. Well, that was a rambly episode. I had nothing. I had nothing, but there you go. For more information, or really more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can call me, 229-234-7587. You can find many, many more GLBT and GLBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com, soon to be the new and improved stream over at pride48.com coming up at the end of August. Anyway, I'm running out of music, so I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.